Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. Make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin the meditation from a standing up posture. Your hands, your arms are free to your side. You're relaxed. Beginning to free yourself from the top down. The head and the neck first, and the shoulders and the chest follow, and the back, the lower back, the abdomen, the hips, the legs, the knees, the ankles. The entire body relaxed to accept the guidance, relaxed to follow through with the feelings, with the thoughts that arise. Freedom. Always asking ourselves the question, what lies behind that thought? What lies behind that movement and posture? What follows that? And allowing our body to guide us, allowing it to take us to the next step. And the next, always wondering what is the next. The true power of longevity, a true power of rejuvenation, a true maybe unrealized power of youthfulness is to ask that question of what happens next. Beautiful. Excellent. And what's interesting is that the way our mind works is that it always needs stepping stones. It always needs intervals that it can measure and almost reflect off for the next step. Rely on something that is close enough to sense and see and make into reality, but far enough so it feels as a worthy goal worthy of an effort to achieve. So here we are, we have those necessary intervals. Which we bring into our awareness, which are far enough to feel worthy of the effort and close enough to be felt attainable. Any other situation, any other possibility, if it's too far away, it would take away the realism. It will take away from the power because it may seem illogical, either in time and strength or in any other talent, or if it's too close, it may feel not worthy of our efforts just as well. So there is that happy medium between being too big and too small of a goal or of a mountain or of a challenge or of an opportunity, in which it's like, almost like a sweet spot that would be perfect to inspire us to move forward. And I would like to call it certain state that will help us, once we give it the name, it will help us connect to it, will help us own it. And I would like to really give it that name that we will remember, maybe just for us. No one else will know what that is. I'll call it a dynamic sweet spot. A dynamic sweet spot. That place which is so perfect that in our mind's eye, in our heart, in our souls, we would give it the most effort, and it will give us the most inspiration to move forward in life. A dynamic sweet spot, which being there at all times, because it moves away. As we move forward, that sweet spot moves away from us. New goals, new opportunities, new wishes are being formed in our minds, are becoming into that new sweet spot that we are after. That's why it's dynamic. But it's always perfect. It's always in the perfect place. And we always want to have that in everything that we do, be it in our relationships, be it in our work, be it in our learning process, be it in our physical attainment of things, be it in our emotional and mental attainment of things, be it in our spiritual growth, always to feel that dynamic sweet spot will always give us the maximum benefit for the maximum effort. And I would like to use this new address. Not sure that it ever existed for us, but now we can embody it and have it almost like a button on our remote control. All those mindsets, sometimes I think of them as newly discovered buttons, you know, we can press on our internal remote control that allows kind of magical attainability of things we couldn't have even dreamed of attaining any other way. It would have been too hard, too impossible. Time and effort would have been irrational to achieve. But now, with that button that we've created, with that switch that we have found on our own inner remote control and our own potential, using the mindset, we're finally able to do that with a little bit of effort, but reaching amazing, miraculous, almost result. Here we are. Dynamic sweet spot. Hope you like that analogy. And let us internalize. So here it has basic internal keys. Like we said, it's so powerful to have seven of them and not six. Here we are. First inner key, very simple, very basic. Now you know why. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize that power of my dynamic sweet spot. And fill my head and my neck. Again, within that key, there is that incredibly accurate place, which is not too far away and not too close, that gives us the maximum inspiration to move forward. And just feel that. Let it self-regulate. that it both internally can find a dynamic sweet spot within this exercise, within this meditation just as well. Which is worth, you know, making it here on time, which is worth focusing and staying here long enough to achieve the results and the benefits. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power or the dynamic sweet spot, and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And just let it go. Just let it take you. What a mindset, what a concept. If you think about it, it is not a concept that is asking for a miracle. It is a concept that expresses responsibility to make your own miracle happen. Think about that. It's almost like they used to say, give me a sign and I will follow. Just give me a sign and I'll make an effort. That is the sign. That is the sign that keeps on giving. This is a light that keeps on shining right at the end of the tunnel. No matter how closer you get, there's that light at the end of the tunnel. It always inspires the possibilities. Creates worthiness of every step, recreates it over and over. Here we go, the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize the power of my dynamic sweet spot. And fill my chest cavity. And let it happen. Let it guide you, let it take you. Let it move you. Let it bring you to stillness. Excellent. The next energy. I want. To receive a lot of energy. Recognize the power of the dynamic sweet spot. And fill my upper abdomen. And just let it take you. Beautiful. And the next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Appreciate the power of the light. Of the dynamic sweet spot. And fill my lower abdomen. Just let it happen. Beautiful. You're doing very good. Very good. Next to that key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of my dynamic sweet spot. and fill my legs and feet. I fill my legs. And let it take you. Just let it take you. Doing great. And here we go, the final key for this meditation. The final. Switch. We turn on. Before we take it into our day. So please put everything you have in it. Here it is. I want. To receive a lot of energy. To recognize. The blessing. In. My dynamic sweet spot. And fill my entire body. And fill my entire body. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. And let it be. Let it be. If you have a few more moments, as always, make sure that you give that energy time. Enjoy that energy that goes through you as it self-regulates you and expresses itself in your body, in your thoughts, in your feelings. In your feeling, in your being. Otherwise, you've done well. Just embody, internalize it. Take it into your day. Let it express there, let it express here. Every single daily routine, new beginnings. Challenges, rewards that you may experience in your day. Thank you for being here today. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. Great pleasure. Dynamic, sweet. Until next time.